USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's President's Day here in America, a federal holiday. Expect no mail, no stock markets, no banks, but some schools may choose to be open because of all the time lost during the pandemic. President Biden has agreed in principle to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the near future, provided Russia has not invaded Ukraine. The deal was brokered by French President Macron. The exact timing and location of such a meeting will be worked out Thursday, provided everyone plays nice.
Tensions created by Russia and the separatist forces it backs there.
A suspect sought in a Chicago armed train robbery, Zion Brown, has been identified as a Loyola University student. It wasn't witnesses or facial recognition software that found him. It was actually his mom. Mr. Brown's mother recognized her surveillance video, then reportedly dragged him into the police station to turn himself in. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A California police officer was killed and another critically injured after a law enforcement helicopter crash-landed into the water in Orange County, California over the weekend. The helicopter slammed into the water in Newport Beach. That's about 40 miles south of downtown Los Angeles. It's unclear what caused the crash. Another weekend of protests against Canada's COVID-19 vaccine mandate saw around 200 arrests in the nation's capital of Ottawa as authorities moved to end the weeks-long demonstration, towing vehicles and going after protesters' pocketbooks with financial penalties. Police said they employed pepper spray and escalating tactics over the weekend to disperse crowds and make arrests. One person was killed and five other people were injured when an armed resident confronted protesters outside his home in Portland, Oregon. Chelsea Blando on NBC News.
I heard sounded about to be 8 to 10 consecutive gunshots, along with pretty much everybody in my complex. It looked like the entire police force of Portland came out.
USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
As Republicans can't wait for November, one possible senator explains how politics has changed since Democrats are now running the country. U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz on Newsmax says energy is the big issue in Pennsylvania, where he is running, as it is across the country.
We've been barnstorming across the Commonwealth. If you want to see these events, by the way, they are town halls. They're not pep rallies. Go to DrOz.com. But there's a lot of energy that comes out of these events. People are, they want to know what I'm about. And we tell them exactly what I've been doing my whole career, which is to fight for you. I took on big tech and big pharma. I took on big agrochemical companies. And I've taken on Washington, all on my show, 13 years of fighting and being a porcupine. But here's what resonates. Inflation is the massive problem for farmers, for just day-to-day workers. It's just a huge part of their income, much of it driven from waste. Money spent on COVID that didn't have to be spent. Infrastructure expenditures that are going to salaries, not actually building bridges. And the biggest is energy. The gas prices have gone up since last January from $2.40 to $3.40. In fact, I made a TikTok video on it. Listen carefully. They took it down after 2 million people downloaded it because I was talking about energy and why the policies aren't working of Biden. And then I put it back up again because that's what you do. It got 6 more million when they found out that TikTok had taken it down. So energy is really a big issue, both in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but across the country.
For more information, visit us online anytime, usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.